Pray with me. Amazing God, might you startle us today with how wide and broad and high and deep and embracing and inclusive and welcoming is your love revealed to us in Jesus. Amen. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. Following the way of Jesus, living in the way of Jesus, being transformed by the love of Jesus changes your vision. Gives you new eyes. To see with the eyes of Jesus, there is no other. There's only us. You know, the book of Galatians was written at a time, actually not unlike today, where there was a lot of division, where there was a real strong sense of superiority and inferiority, a real strong sense of delineation in status and in society. And the Apostle Paul actually was so self-righteous in his superiority that he persecuted those he deemed other, those he deemed inferior. It's really easy to persecute those you deem inferior. And then Paul had a conversion experience. His conversion experience happened on the road to Damascus. He encountered the risen Christ, and everything changed. He saw with new eyes. He had new vision. Now, into this society where there was a strong sense of status and delineation of us and them and other, Paul wrote these remarkable words. There is no Jew or Greek. There is no male or female. There is no slave or free. For all are one in Christ. To see with the eyes of Jesus, there is no other. There's only us. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew 18, he says, unless you change and become like a child. Most translations say you will not enter the kingdom of God. You will not enter the Spirit of Christ. Unless you change and become like a child. There are some commentators that say the Greek actually can be interpreted another way. Unless you change, become like a child, you cannot possibly see the ways of God. You cannot possibly see the mysteries of God. You cannot possibly see grace unless you change and become like a child. There's so much division today. There's so much hate in our rhetoric. There is so much othering taking place, so much demonizing of the other, demonizing those who are different from us. So I thought we might today become like a child, that we might see with different eyes. So Easter, I read Dr. Seuss. Today, I want to share a children's story called The Old Turtle and the Broken Truth. So what I want to invite, it's by Douglas Wood, and you will find the beautiful illustrations will be up on the screen as I read. And what I love, as I read the story, remember, if there's no room at the table, our calling is not to build a bigger wall, but actually build a bigger table. So I invite us, as we hear this story, to gather at the table in our mind's eye. And I invite you, as you hear this story, to think about who's left out, who's excluded, who's not welcome at the table. And as I read, you might sit next to them. The Old Turtle and the Broken Truth. Once in a beautiful faraway land, that was somehow not so very far. A land where every stone was a teacher, every breeze a language, where every lake was a mirror, every tree a ladder to the stars. Into this far and lovely land there fell a truth. It streaked down from the stars, trailing a tail as long as the sky, but as it fell, it broke. One of the pieces blazed off through the night sky, and the other piece fell to the earth in the beautiful land. In the morning, Crow found the fallen piece. It seemed to be sort of stone, shiny, pleasing to the eye. Crow picked it up. "This is a lovely truth," said Crow. "I'll keep it." And he carried it away. But after he had held it for a while, after he examined it closely, Crow said, "This truth doesn't feel quite right. A part of it's missing. I'll look for a whole one." And Crow flew off and dropped it to the ground. Other creatures who like shiny things soon noticed the truth as well. Fox, coyote, raccoon, butterfly, and bear. Each picked it up. Each carried it a while. But they too found that it had rough edges, was difficult to carry, its sparkle soon lost its appeal. "We do not need this broken truth," they said. "There's something missing. We will find a whole one." After a while, none of the creatures even noticed the broken truth anymore and it lay on the ground, forgotten. Then a human being found it. He was walking slowly, listening to breezes, gazing at the beauty above and below and all around. When he found the broken truth, on it was writing. And the writing said, "You are loved." The man held it carefully, thinking it was the loveliest thing he had ever seen. He tucked the broken truth into a safe place and kept it. Sometimes he would take it out just to admire it. The truth sparkled just for him, whispered its message to him alone. The man thought he had never felt so proud and so happy. "You are loved." What a profound truth. The man took this wonderful truth to his people, those who lived with him, who spoke as he spoke, who dressed as he dressed, whose faces looked like his face. Together they cherished their newfound truth and believed in it. They hugged it to themselves, and it became their most important possession. After a while, the man and his people, they didn't hear the language of breezes and stones anymore. They heard only their truth. And they called it the truth. The truth made the people feel good and proud and strong, but it didn't take long before they began to feel fear, even anger, toward those who were not like themselves, those who did not share their truth. The other beings and other people of the lovely land each day seemed less and less important, even inferior. The language of the breezes was hardly ever heard anymore. Time passed. Other people said, "We must have this great truth for ourselves, for with it comes happiness and power." Many battles were fought, and the broken truth was won and lost, won and lost, won and lost, over and over again. The stones and the trees suffered, the breezes and waters suffered, the animals, the earth, and most of all, the people suffered. Finally, the animals went to Old Turtle. Old Turtle was ancient, wise as the mountains and seas themselves. Crow, fox, coyote, raccoon, butterfly, bear, they all went to see old turtle. This truth the people fight over, they said, we have all held it ourselves. It's broken. It doesn't work. Please tell the people. I'm sorry, answered old turtle. The people won't listen. It seems they're not yet ready. And the suffering continued. Until one day a little girl came to find old turtle. She had traveled very far, had crossed the mountains of imagining, the river of wondering why, had found her way through the forest of finding out. And when she'd grown tired, she had ridden on the backs of animals or the wings of birds, and they all helped her find her way. Finally, they came to a great hill in the very center of the world. From there, the little girl thought she had never seen so far or had seen so much beauty. But when she saw old turtle, she could hardly speak. She simply looked with eyes full of wonder. Why have you come so far to find me, little one? Asked the turtle. Her old turtle's voice rumbled like faraway thunder, but was soft as the breeze through a caterpillar's whiskers. I wanted to ask a question, answered the little girl. Where I live, the earth is sore, the people are suffering. Battles are fought over and over and over again. People say it has always been this way. People say it'll never change. Can it change, old turtle? Can it? Can we make it change? Old turtle spoke. The world you describe is not the world that has always been, little one. The old turtle told of how the people had found the broken truth and the suffering it caused. Old Turtle said, it is the lost portion of that broken truth that the people need if the world is ever to be made whole again. But where is the missing piece? Asked the little girl. Can we put the truth back together again? Old Turtle said, remember this, little one. The broken truth and life itself will be mended only when one person meets another, someone from a different place, someone with a different face, with different ways, and sees and hears herself or himself. Only then will the people know that every person, every being is important, and that the world was made for each of us. For a long time, the two friends were quiet, high on the hill in the very center of the world. In her heart, the little girl thought she could see other people in other beautiful lands, people with their own ways, their own truths, people very different from her, but still somehow, the people. Finally, old turtle said, now, little one, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to return to your people and tell them what you've seen and learned and to help them mend their broken truth. And take this with you, said old turtle, as she placed something in the little girl's hand. I've saved it for a very long time for someone just like you. The little girl looked at what old turtle had given her. It was kind of a stone, a mysterious, beautiful stone. It was lovely to touch. It made her feel good to hold it. She squeezed it tightly, then tucked it away for her journey. Thank you, old turtle, she said, and hugged her friend's great leathery neck. And then she started home. Once more, she traveled through the forest of finding out, crossed the river of wondering why in the mountains of imagining. Crow led the way, and again, when the little girl grew tired, all her animal friends helped. And she sometimes touched the stone old turtle gave her to renew her strength. It took a long time, yet almost no time at all, and she was home. But it had been a very long journey, and those who take great journeys of the heart are changed. The people didn't recognize her. When she spoke, they didn't understand. She told them of her journey, but the people couldn't follow her words. She spoke of all the peoples being one people, but they couldn't catch her meaning. She explained about the broken truth and the need to make it whole. The people didn't believe her. She was just a little girl. Finally, Crow, seeing all that had happened, flew to the place high above the village where the great truth was kept safe in a place where all could see it. And the crow cawed and cawed in his loudest voice. Suddenly, the little girl knew what to do. She climbed to the high place herself. She took old turtle stone, and she carefully added the missing piece to the old broken one. The fit was perfect. The old broken truth, you are loved. The missing piece, and so are they. A perfect fit. The people looked and looked and looked. Many frowned. Some smiled. Some even laughed. Most cried. And they began to understand. Slowly, as the people met other people different from themselves, they began to see themselves. They began to see there is no other. There is only us. And far away on a hill in the very center of the world, old turtle smiled. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. The eyes of Jesus. There is no other. Only us. Pope Francis just said last week, he said, hope begins with you, and you, and you, and you. And pretty soon, there's us. And when there's us, there's a revolution of tenderness and mercy. Let's be part of a revolution. We continue to worship God as the offering is received.